Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, mit Sechtes Menaches, Perik Vav, Mischner, hey. Kala Menaches tun als Schleusch Meis Schiefe, 300 Schiffschufs. What does that mean? You take the piece of wheat that I'm going to use for the Mincha. Now, in wheat, you want to take out the kernel from like the shell, from the husks. And by rubbing it and pounding it, it's easier to remove the shell. The Chamesh Meis Be'ita, and 500 poundings. You pound with your fist, with the palm of your hand. And if that's not complicated enough to keep cheshbin, the way it works is one rubbing, two poundings. Two rubbings, three poundings. And you keep doing this until you get to 500 poundings and 300 rubbings. Now, as we already explained, Vashifa Vabi'ita, this rubbing and this pounding Bachitim is with the wheat. Reb Yaisi says, Af Bebatzak, it's true for the dough also. It looks like the Batanura did not have the word af, because af means also. Because the Batanura says that Rabbi Yossi means only with the dough and not with the wheat. Or would be the purpose of doing it to the dough. Again, you would get like a smoother kind of a dough. A lot of times in the matzah bakery, it's done also. They pound it before they start giving it out. Zakta Mishnah Kala Menachais, Ba'ais, Eser, all Menachais. Whether it's fried or baked, it's not made into one big loaf. It's divided into 10 loaves, groups of 10. Chutz mi lechem aponim, the exception would be the lechem aponim. The chavite kayin gadol, and the chavitin of the kayin gadol. Shem bo ashtayim esrei. They're brought as 12 loaves. The Rabbi Yehuda, they halt Rabbi Yehuda. Now, by the lechem aponim, it says beferish, yud beis chalis. There are 6 in each stack. The chavite kayin gadol, which, as we explained many times, is the mincha the kayin gadol brings, it's divided in half. In the morning and then later on. So here too, it says Chak Oilam. And by the Lechem Aponim, it says Chak Oilam. So just like by the Lechem Aponim, it's 12 Chalais. The other Torah says so Beferish. So by the Chavite Kohen Gadol also, we say it's 12 and he brings 6 Chalais in the morning and 6 Chalais Be'erev. Rabbi Meir says Kulan Bo'esh Daimesri, all Menaches are brought in groups of 12. Not just the Lechem Aponim and the Chavite Kohen Gadol. All Menaches are brought in groups of 12, chutz mei chalos toida v'hanaziris. The only exceptions are the breads for the carbon toida and the breads for the carbon nazir. Shehin bois eser. They are the only menaches, according to Rabbi Meir, that are brought in groups of 10. Matanura tells us that later on we're going to see why Rabbi Meir holds this way, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that all menachais need shifa and be'ita. Shifa, you may remember from the halachis on the Tilos Yadayim, there's a lashon of, you have to be mashafshef your hands. That means like to rub your hands together after you wash it to make sure they get thoroughly washed. Well, over here, shifa, you rub the wheat between your hands and the keli. That makes it easier to peel. And you also pound it, and you have to do it in a special way. There's a total of 300 shifas and 500 poundings, and the Batanura told us. One rubbing, two poundings. Two rubbings, three poundings. And you keep doing this until you get to the number of 500 poundings and 300 rubbings. Now, what do you do this to? The Tanakhama says to the wheat, Rabbi Yossi says, and the Lashon Hara Mishnah is also to the dough, but it's mashed from the Batanura that he learned only with the dough. All menachas come not as one big loaf, but in groups of 10. With the exception of the Lechem Aponim and the Chavite Kohen Gadol, it come 12. Say Halt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says all Menaches come 12. The exception would be the Chalas Toida and the Chalas that come along with the Nazir. They come in groups of 10. But the Batanura tells us that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. You know, a lot of people feel in their lives, oy vey, everything is so hard for me. I feel like I'm someone's like, you ever heard the expression between a rock and a hard place? I'm being like rubbed together. I have nothing to do. And I feel like I'm being pounded on. Not physically. But nothing goes my way. And another pressure. I think what we can learn from this Mishnah is everything that happens is b'hashgacha pratis. No one gets pounded. No one gets insulted. No one gets hurt. No one falls and scrapes their knee. Without a cheshbon min hashamayim. Says, Ein Adam Noikev Etz Boi Milmata, a person doesn't even bump his finger down here in this world. Elim Kein Machrizen Ol Mamayla, unless a baskel rang out, this has to happen. And there's a cheshbon how it happens. First you get rubbed, then you get bumped. Two rubbings, three poundings. We're going to come up after 120 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us all the things in your life that made you cry, that made you sad. There wasn't one extra one. And it had to happen in a certain order. And it was all to be able to remove the shell. It was all to bring out the bracha in your life. It was all to produce a well-needed, smooth dough. A person's compared to a challah. And we're going to say, ah, now we know it had to happen. Nothing just happened. It's not that so-and-so hurt me. I had to go through an exact amount in an exact order in order to bring out the greatest bracha and for me to reach the tafkit for why I'm down here on this world.